magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, June 27th, 2017, as is the tradition.
Oh, come on.
Marianne joining me in the studio. Woohoo! You've been a part of the whirlwind, if you will.
Yeah.
Some of the answers to prayer. I was telling you yesterday some of the ways that literally I have to reconsider whether I should pull the radio spot about the ping pong table needs, because the outpouring has been so great. And I was like, what was it, Marianne? Is it David or Solomon? And you did said, let me go look that up. And you said.
You actually also said Noah. But
yeah. Well, the Noah was just a tongue-in-cheek.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah, like he's saying, okay, got enough animals.
Yeah,
stop bringing those
right.
in. But you looked it up, and it's that passage. I guess it's Moses talking to the people of Israel as they're gaining the jewels and gems and silver and gold to produce
tabernacle.
Their tabernacle. Yeah.
He put out a plea. He said, tell people to bring things, and they did, and they brought so much, you had to tell them to stop now. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. It's not often the case
I
in
love it.
Ministries or charities. Even in the Bible, that's one of those examples where he literally had to say, it's been wonderful, but he had to restrain them. Mm-hmm. I think they were so passionate about giving. I've heard fundraisers kind of use that as a ploy to say, you know, I don't want any of you to hold back, you know, mirror these people, because they were so passionate about giving towards God's work, that I think the word is he had to restrain them, like, stop, please stop.
And I've never heard anybody in a pulpit say that, but that's okay.
Yeah, well.
And definitely not Noah. He was on his own. I mean.
Well, you're going to hear it now.
Okay.
In light of what happened yesterday with the outpouring, you know, I had the radio spot going a few weeks ago, and then I think I pulled it for a little while and then mentioned it because we had the ping pong tournament,
or I guess
it was actually a ping pong challenge. And I didn't call it a shootout. I don't know if you heard that program.
No, I'm the one that told you, please don't call it a shootout.
I said that over the air.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I credited by saying, you know, I ran it by you. Because in racquetball, we always talk about the shootouts.
Yeah.
And kill shots, you know, there's certain.
Oh, my goodness.
So anyways, I said, you kind of frowned on that. Somebody outside, I think Holly said, yeah, I agree with her. And I said, okay, we'll call it a ping pong challenge. But there was an announcement about needing another table. Now, we had three for our challenge, but two were borrowed from the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church, because on Sundays they have this ping pong ministry outreach to internationals, and Holly's been a part of that.
Yeah.
And so they had two pretty decent, one great table and one okay table, and we loaded them up, brought them over on Friday night, and then had them ready for Saturday.
Stick with me, folks. This whole program won't be about ping pong tables.
Yeah, we're,
go ahead.
We're going to be reading from your book in just a minute here.
No, isn't it bad?
Yeah. Those of you that are still on, they know when I get on a roll, whether it's racquetball or maybe a trip to Israel or the English conversation classes.
Oh, yeah, anything.
I pour everything into that one thing, and people
are
like, gosh, is that all he's going to talk about? But
back to the avalanche.
Just for the day.
Ping pong table.
Yeah, so this radio spot was announcing it. So yesterday, in fact, we've secured like three of them yesterday, picked them up, and got them over here to the Great News Radio Center. But it began with a few guys from the, I have to think of the acronym, because it's CCTTC. It's Champaign County Table Tennis Club. They knew of a Chinese guy that's going back to China and wanted to donate a table to something.
Uh-huh.
And so it wasn't the best table, but went and talked with him, and so we got a table from him. And then yesterday, Karen sent me this email. It was kind of a summary for the weekend and some people that had called even on Monday, and said Howard Conley gave a call, and he's a donor, he and his wife Rose, and in fact, I think today they leave to return to the Philippines.
Oh.
He's an American, and he met her in the Philippines, kind of a neat love story. And anyways, he's come to the center a few different times, and he called up yesterday and
said, I heard you talking to him.
Yeah, I said, so did you get a table? And I explained, I said, well, actually, one of our super volunteers, Dwayne Berkey, their church had a table that he donated. It's not being used. And, you know, I picked that up last night, but he said he had one. And there's another person that I met at church on Sunday, and he said he wanted to underwrite the cost of a really good top of the line, like a $1,200 table that you can get for $750.
Oh, wow.
And then he wanted to put some cash forward towards a tournament in the future to bring internationals and Americans together. And use it as an outreach opportunity. And so I had thought, okay, there's another table there. And then Howard says, well, I don't have a table, but I'd like to purchase one for the station. And I told him, you know, there's tables for $200 and $1,400. So he said, well, I'd like to do one like about in the middle. And so I was like, wow.
That is so nice.
And then Ed Fredericks, I went by his house last night.
Oh, my word.
And he lives in Champaign, and he had heard the spot. He had one sitting in his garage. So
just call you Moses.
Yeah, so, okay, everybody, hold back. I don't need any more tables. But who knows? Maybe the Lord's going to turn this into
a
hole.
I'd like a ping pong table.
Yes. Yeah. Marietta says, you know, are any of those, like, do you need, like, we have Studio A, Studio B. Maybe this is the ping pong table at the Variance locations. So, very exciting day.
Great.
And you know this pattern, or I think you've observed it. Many times when God's on the move, people will say, you know, find what he's doing, where God's working, and then jump on board.
Yes.
I think it's that book, Knowing God, that's kind of the premise. Well, who would have thought that a ping pong table could turn into like that bridge building ministry opportunity to connect with internationals? And it's kind of like music where it's what was I saying yesterday? It's like a language of its own, where people can connect and enjoy each other and forge or begin a relationship. And so I talked with the mall owner, and he seemed to have given me the okay. You know, he did say no, so I'm trusted. He said, go ahead, move forward.
Remember that. If you don't say no.
If you don't say no, I'm taking it as a yes, because I suggested what would happen. They would be put out in front of the chalkboard in front of our center here. And so you'll see that as you come into Lincoln Square, that we'll have some tables set out. And there'll be some rules, like if you want to play, come into the Great News Radio Center. I'll have the paddles and balls in here. And
so
it'll allow there to be some interaction with, you know, whether it's some employees of Carl or some of the other tenants here. Because they walk by all the time. And they stop and pause and cheer, especially when somebody gets a slam shot by me.
Yeah.
They, for some reason, it's like,
cheer.
What? Is this something on my back? You make fun of Mark?
With,
like Holly, or no, it's one of Holly's friends on Monday, yesterday.
June, yeah.
Yeah, she hit a slam shot by me, and this guy goes by clapping and cheering, and I'm like,
Well, you were pretty happy that those really great players that were here were your age or older.
Yeah, it gives me hope that, you know, 5 or 10 years down the road, I can still be playing.
Yeah.
Now, I have some racquetball buddies that are in their late 70s and 80s. John O'Donnell is like 86, and he's still like nationally ranked, phenomenal player in great shape.
That's great.
So I thought, wow, that's like another 10 or 20 years, 20 years for me.
Yeah.
And so the ping pong, I think, might even be longer. We'll see. But okay, everyone, sorry to get some of you have already tuned out, or maybe I put you back to sleep. That's a good thing.
Maybe they want to come on down and play ping pong.
Yeah. So we'll have these tables out all the time, and it'll be a little more convenient for me instead of rolling it out, putting up the net, getting it all set, and then having to take it all down. They'll be out there permanently, and it seems like Jim, the mall owner, is very open to things, and then he's open to a tournament in probably November where I was going to work with the Champaign County Table Tennis Club to provide a number of tables. Well, now it looks like I need half as many because we already might have 5 or 6 ourselves. So.
But I think that this is just another example of how you've connected people even here at Lincoln Square. People that work here are going to want to come and play. They already have.
Yeah.
And so
At the
International Galleries.
International Galleries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bill played in our tournament just briefly, but he's got some potential. And I think if we have a table out there all the time, at lunch break or whenever, we'll maybe meet up. Yeah. Some of our students and the teachers in our English conversation classes, along with some of the regulars that are in the food court, you know, they sit and watch and sometimes walk over. And there was one time, this was the first time we put it out, and I was doing arrangements in here for the class. Next thing I know, they're playing out there, and I'm did anyone give them permission? You know, they just took it upon themselves. They saw the paddle and the balls, and they were good players.
Picked it up and started playing. And you've done a number of things like that, like the Lincoln Square Times and all the different things.
Well, we'll see how God uses it. So
yeah.
I guess I share that, obviously a little bit enthusiastically, because I love playing ping pong, but as another bridge that God can use, or a vehicle or a tool to connect people And then ultimately the best is that they'll have questions. Now, why are you doing this? Or what's Great News Radio all about? It's kind of hard to miss it when it says, God listens, you can too.
I don't think anybody's missed what we're doing here.
Yeah. Then we have Bibles right up front and radio resources and other ministry materials. But I hope it'll be another way or a vehicle that God uses to bring people together and ultimately to draw them to himself. That's the most important. I don't know if you heard yesterday's program, but I mentioned the three guys from the Champaign County Table Tennis Club. And I know for sure two of them are believers, and one's a chaplain over at Carl. I mentioned him yesterday, Phil McGarvey, a great guy that he and his two other friends, Bryant Evans, he's the founder of the Champaign County Table Tennis Club. I don't know an easier way to say that. The CCTTC.
Yeah.
That's almost as hard to say, but he works, I mentioned this yesterday, for Cozad Asset Management in Champaign, but a great guy. He spent maybe an hour and a half on the phone with me on Sunday as we talked about the purchase of tables and working together or collaborating, if you will, to put on a tournament here. You know, there's brackets and logistics and things you have to think through and how it would all work, but he said, however we could help and be involved, and he's like, I think, in his 60s or early 60s, and he was the phenomenal number one player.
Wow.
And, you know, kind of a big guy that uses it as exercise and entertainment and fun and just delightful. And then the number two guy, Robert Hemingway, like the Hemingway, which we'll have time in just a minute to get
Ernest.
Yeah, Ernest. And we'll have you read it from your book.
Oh, well, thanks for mentioning Ernest Hemingway before I read anyway.
A little comparison we're going to make here. But he's an elder at the Kemp Church of Christ. So K-E-M-P. I know he was, Wednesday night was going to be leading a Bible study or something. I'd never heard of that church.
Yeah,
not sure what town it's in, but he farms in Hinesboro. And so maybe there must be a Kemp church. I don't know what the Kemp is, if it's an individual that started it.
Well, it could be a town, I guess.
Yeah, maybe Kemp.
Never heard of it.
We'll be talking with those three and putting together a tournament and seeing how God will use that, because another individual that I talked with on Sunday, so it's been kind of a windfall for 2 days, said that he'll put up some prize money and let's get the internationals at U of I and other ping pong enthusiasts involved, and maybe there's a club in Chicago, and put up $500 prize money for first place, that'll draw some people. And I thought, wow, this might really turn into something.
Great, so. Scott, we're going to start dressing up for work.
Yeah, that's right. So, all right. Well, anyways, thank you for those of you that maybe didn't have a ping pong table but said, you know, Lord, answer that prayer for Mark. He seems to really think this could be something unique or special. So credit to those of you that maybe were thinking about it or praying about it or considering giving. It seems like at this point we're okay, but I'm not ready to say don't call in if you have a really nice table. But it seems like, at least for now, for our purposes, we have adequate tables, and we'll see how God leads.
For some of the listeners, I mean, this is the most they have heard about ping pong in years.
Yeah, that's right. And there's a half a dozen spouses or others that are saying, enough. We want Mary Ann. You know, Mary Ann.
No, they're not. Okay. They're saying, oh, Joe, please.
Yeah.
We need our ping pong table.
So talk about connections, Mary Ann, because you were making some connections with the Conversational English Group yesterday on Monday, and you were talking about this very chapter.
Yeah,
and
it was.
We thought, hey, why don't we, what we always optimize, you're already reading it, discussing it with them. We thought this would be a good one to share with our listeners today. So do you have a foreword to this?
This is the chapter I'm reading to the English conversational class. And it's called The One Connection. It's chapter 15. I suppose the one thing I could say, just to make sense of where we're at in the book, is it took us a very long time to drive from our mission station to the nearest town.
And when you say us?
My mother, father, me, and other missionaries, whoever was in the car that day. And it was a journey that was over very difficult roads that just were barely roads. So that's what this story's about.
And this is from your book, Memories of an African Son, by Mary Ann Simpkins, and available here at the Great News Radio Center for $15. Yeah. And it's a great book. Great read.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, chapter 15, The One Connection. Sometimes my family took the long trip in our green Peugeot to the nearest town. I eagerly awaited this trip for one highly important reason. There was a bookstore there. It was small, with only limited books for sale, but its small size did not deter me for a moment. It contained the one thing I most wanted, the next installment in my favorite series of books, English author Enid Blyton's wonderful series, The Famous Five, resided on the bottom shelf toward the back of that beloved store. I saved all my allowance for this one thing, for this one trip to town, for this one store. I excitedly hurried to the little bookstore, located on the wide main street, while my mother headed to the butcher and other local stores. I sat cross-legged on the cool floor and looked at the beautiful covers of my favorite series, pulling out the next one in the set, relishing seeing them all there together, lined up like that. Grand stories, full of windy English moors and abandoned buildings, of mysterious caves on the wild sea, of dangerous rows across harbors in the night, and always the packed lunches of ginger beer and cold meat sandwiches that they were ravenous for, of perilous danger and daring rescues, the Famous Five, full of mystery and clever detective work by four children and their dog. Boyish Georgina, clever Julian, shy Anne, and stout Dick, and of course Timmy, the faithful and smart dog. I carefully took my book home on the hours-long journey to read, reread, and add to my own bookshelf in my room. I sat beside an oil lamp at night, eating one of my mother's homemade rolls, reading my new book in the circle of light. I don't know who decided to build and stock the one single bookstore in that town. I don't know if they had conversations about the pros and cons of income or feasibility, but I do know that life would have been much different had they not built their little bookstore. At least my life would have. The store was my one connection with the outside world of books. We are all someone's one connection. On our mission station, we were many people's one connection to the possibility of an education or medical help. But it's just as true today, at this moment, for each of us. We are all someone's one connection to something. Their one connection to love, a kind word, a book well written, a community theater program well done, a roadway well shoveled, or mail well delivered. Supporting a child through one of today's many children's aid programs, writing letters to them, may mean that you're that child's one connection to hope. Many American Christians seem very wrapped up in finding their purpose. What they don't realize is that they already have one. Every day, we are presented with an array of opportunities to have purpose, to dynamically impact every person we meet. We undervalue ourselves, our friends, and our acquaintances, and utterly misconstrue our own impact in this world if we think otherwise. Every single one of us is someone's one connection to something. Solomon, the wisest man, said that, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Proverbs 27:17. It's the way the world works. We affect each other. In a highly technological world, it's easy to not believe that anymore. But it is still just as true. While I have certainly not read all the millions of websites and all the millions of Twitter messages, I have had my thoughts greatly informed and stirred by certain sites, blogs, and messages. What if they hadn't bothered? What if they had thought there were so many already out there that theirs would be of no use? But you see, I can't look at all the sites out there, because that would be overwhelming. I'm just one person. I happened to be helped by theirs. I can't listen to every song that's ever been composed, but I have been profoundly blessed by some. that I have been privileged to hear. I'm so glad those artists did not feel lost in the shuffle and give up, for they were my one connection to what I needed to hear. I watched a young man arrange multicolored produce at the grocery store the other day, and the care and the artist's eye with which he was doing his work intrigued me. He was engrossed. That day, he was my connection to a moment of beauty, and it brought a smile to my face, which no one else had managed to. And that is the way of the world. There will always be only so many people that we know. There are only so many neighbors living on one street, only so many places to visit or live, just as there are only so many people who will get up at the crack of dawn and plow your road. So next time the snowplows go by before the sun comes up, let's not use the word they, as in glad they're out, but let's peer a bit deeper and see the human figure in the dim light of that truck cabin. It's a person, and that person is your connection to getting your road plowed. If you've never read Enid Blyton's children's mystery books, you may need to be prepared that they will feel out of date and from a different era. But then again, they may be just the connection you've been looking for. God, please help me to understand that I truly am the one connection that many people today will have to a smile, a sincere word, generosity, or to kindness. They may see others today, but no one else takes my place. And help me to truly see those around me for what they, too, are giving to me. Pull me out of complacent dullness and open my eyes to the people around me. They are my connections to many good things, and sometimes they even encourage my connection to you.
And all of God's people said, I loved it. I loved it. Everyone is one connection to something. Wow, yeah. Powerful words and biblically truthful or accurate. And I want to know a little more about the Famous Five. That sounds like the Adventures in Odyssey program.
Oh, and how exactly, but yeah, they were just a little group of kids, detectives.
Oh, yeah, and the dog, I love that. The only thing I didn't like was the snowplow example, being in like this June, July time. None of us want to think about snowplows.
Yeah, let's not go there.
But wonderful, and this is all available at the Great News Radio Center in a book titled Memories of an African Son by Marianne Simpkins. And can stop by typically 10 to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Now, there's a few days. I think next week, the 4th of July, we're going to be closed. But
holiday.
Generally, unless you and I are out running errands or somebody here. And you can pick up copies. And I know we only have less than a minute here, but how did the internationals? Now, you have some Chinese and some from a couple of different parts of the
Brazil
world.
Brazil right now, yeah.
Brazil. But how did they, when you read this, and knowing that many of them are not believers, what did they think of the closing prayer?
We haven't gotten to that yet. We're about halfway through that chapter.
Oh, okay. So
we're still working on it Thursday.
Okay. So they're still making a connection with this.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Well, maybe next week we'll have an answer, or the following week. I think I have some special programming for Monday and Tuesday of next week. Oh, well, thank you, Marianne. Thank you for jumping into the studio here.
Thank you, Mark.
We both go back to our work schedule.
I guess we will. Back to the computer.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Offenstein with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.